Welcome to the From Psychotherapy to Sacrotherapy show with your virtual psychotherapist and metaphysician, Dr. Amelia Kemp, offering you leading edge holistic perspectives that remove taboos and stigma from mental and emotional issues, bringing new hope, new relief, and new meaning, utilizing universal spiritual principles that honors all paths. So prepare now for today's insights on how to align with your innate well-being.
Greetings, fellow soul travelers, and welcome to the From Psychotherapy to Sacred Therapy show, where aligning with the soul makes you whole. I'm Dr. Amelia Kemp, your host, here to remind you that the mental and emotional well-being you desire is yours by divine right, and therefore is built into your DNA. So to all of the 450 million people around the world dealing with a mental or emotional issue, within the sound of my voice, please hear me now. You're not sick. You're sacred. And as such, in each episode of the show, we will attempt to relieve your general life stressors and also give alternative and holistic tips for one or two specific mental health diagnoses, where I, along with my guests, will offer new hope, new meaning, and new relief for the matter in your life as we journey from psychotherapy to sacred therapy. Today, we'll be discussing feeling at home, creating sacred spaces for mental and emotional health with Peggy Cross, ASID, coming up shortly right after our Breathe the Breath of Life warm-up segment. Let us first begin by sitting on the virtual couch of well-being as we go into the silence, right here, right now, wherever you are. And let's borrow from my Breathe the Breath of Life meditation and relaxation CD series as we prepare to lift ourselves from the depths of fragmented beingness to the heights of connected holism with the divine. So go ahead and close your eyes if you'd like, or just sit quietly in your space and honor your life force, which is tied to our breath. And as usual, listen for my cue to breathe each time I say, breathe the breath of life, and exhale out the strife. Now remember to inhale slowly and exhale the same. So let us begin. Breathe the breath of life and exhale out the strife. Again, let's breathe the breath of life and exhale out the strife. The strife is that toxic energy that we want to release. So breathe the breath of life and exhale out the strife. Now let's be mindful of this precious present moment in space and time, and be conscious of how our vibrational resonance affects the matter that we manifest in our lives. And know it can be remolded to fit our desires. So just breathe the breath of life and exhale out the strife. That's right. Inhale this sacred prana as you remold life's drama. So let's prepare to take our final breath of life the breath of life as we exhale out the strife. Now, as you prepare to come back into full conscious awareness, let us offer our thanks as we now surrender and become reacquainted with our most sacred selves, asking, trusting, believing, and knowing that we came forth as well beings that merely got distracted on our way, eager to realign with the divine. And so it is. And so it is.
So, without further ado, please join me in welcoming Peggy Cross, a certified interior designer and member of the American Society of Interior Designers, a former presenter for multiple international organizations, including the Edgar Cayce Association for Research and Enlightenment, and author of the soon-to-be-released book, Peace in Our Hearts and Homes, A Feng Shui Journey to the Divine in Our Relationships. Welcome, Peggy, to the show.
Oh, it's so good to be here, Amelia. Thank you for having me. It's a pure delight.
Oh, well, we're excited to have you. Now, before we start, Peggy, I have to share that I got several calls about today's show asking about guidance for hoarding and disorganization with regard to adult ADD and the anxiety that many people feel about those issues and how it impacts feeling at home. And so I just want listeners to know that we will cover these issues with our guests, but there's a natural progression of how to get to those topics as we give her a chance to put those issues in a greater context of the home outside of us and the home within us that, of course, affects our sense of well-being. So hold on, audience, as Peggy breaks it down. We will get to that at some point. I didn't want you thinking we were going to jump off with it. But in any case, Peggy, we talked about going within and doing the inner work to tap into the source of our well-being on our last show. And so having you here today to talk about sacred spaces in this context, where we can feel the presence more, is very timely. And so can you begin by explaining to the audience what feng shui is and why it may be helpful to those attempting to live more holistically at home?
Okay, happy to do that. To begin with, feng shui means wind and water. It's an ancient Chinese practice about the energy of our spaces. And where I see the beginning of tapping into the divine is the wind, is the air that we breathe. That's the invisible. The water, most of our body, most of the earth's surface, both essential for our life, and that is the visible. And feng shui is about both the visible and invisible. And in terms of the connection with our home actually represents what is going on within us. It's, do we have a cluttered life inside? Cluttered life outside. Do we have a calm and peaceful life inside? Probably going to have a clutter-free space in which we live. And there's a mundane way to approach feng shui, and it also goes very deeply into the metaphysical or spiritual aspect of life. It is our life. And how I mean that is there are tools that I and any feng shui practitioner will use, beginning with what is called the Bagua, B-A-G-U-A. And this is a life map. So using the tool of the Bagua, it will address every aspect of our life and aligns what's going in, what it aligns what's going on within our life with areas of our house. And each area is called a gua. For example, the marriage gua, that will cover marriages, partnerships, both business and personal, as well as our most important relationship with ourselves. The next gua covers our children, physical and mental, because it's all about our creativity. These are our gifts from God. The next area is called helpful people. And this is helpful people on this plane, in this life, or helpful people from the universe, our angels, our guides, our connection to our higher self. Then there is another area that represents our career, as well as, on a deeper level, our life's journey. A career is only one aspect of that. The next area is about wisdom and knowledge, as well as our spiritual development. Then there comes our family of birth, our ancestors. And depending on our level of connectedness, it may be part of our community, organizations, churches, synagogues, or the awareness of the oneness of all of our being connected within the universe. Then there is the area of abundance. This is financial abundance, and it is abundance of every kind. And then the next area is called fame. So this is our reputation, and it is also illumination. Within the center, because this bagua is an octagon, and within the center is the Tai Chi symbol, which represents our health, health on every level, emotionally, mentally, and when we are in balance in those ways, then we will have good health. And thinking about our health, stress or imbalance in any of the areas that I have already mentioned can cause imbalance in our health on some level. So
we have to cut for a commercial break, Peggy, but we will get back and let you pick up from that as you continue to clarify for us the different areas. And so hold on there. We're just going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Okay.
The future of Internet radio is here. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the Internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
If you've ever said, I do want it all, I do want happiness, I do want love, and I do desire the happily ever after fairy tale life, then this show is for you. Join me, Dame Nicole Brandon, for my internationally acclaimed show, Bridal Talk Radio, every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, where I'll bring you the top experts in the fields of communication, money, relationships, finance, pleasure, play, travel, sexuality, parenting, real estate, adventure, comfort, care, passion, and love.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at AscendingHearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Welcome to the gathering around my kitchen table on Equilarium FM, Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join my guests as we integrate spirituality into everyday reality with vibrant conversations, inspired interviews, and my latest channeled guidance to inspire and brighten your day. I'm Claire Johnson, and together we'll be raising vibrations across the nations.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Okay, so we're back with the From Psychotherapy to Sacred Therapy show with our wonderful guest, Peggy Cross. Okay, Peggy, you were just breaking down for us the Bagua, I think is how you pronounced it. And so Correct. Why don't you continue to explain to us how that has to do with our mental and emotional well-being?
Okay. Well, just one tiny story I would share is that if a floor plan is balanced, it has a regular shape, and all of these areas are included in your house. If it has an irregular shape, something very important in your life can be missing within your home. For example, when my former husband moved out of the house, I had no marriage area within my house as represented by the Bagua. And so working with feng shui, we can look at each of these areas using colors and using symbols, either bringing in the five elements common to acupuncture and Chinese medicine or yin-yang balance. All of this matters. So that is a little brief introduction to the important basis for using feng shui in your home.
Okay, so walk us through a home then energetically. Let's begin with what you call the mouth of qi, which is the entry, so that people can break it down and visualize it, because that was a good overview that you gave us. But let's break it down into much smaller pieces. Just explain to us now the entry to your home and how does what we see when just opening up the front door to our homes facilitate or distract from our optimum comfort, inner and outer, since most of us view our homes as our sanctuary. Can you do that, please?
I sure can. Okay, the mouth of qi, your home's entrance. Here I want to underline that this is the architecturally designed front door to your home. Teachings are, have it free of clutter, have it well lit, have it easy to find, don't have it overgrown with brambles outside. It should be a joy to walk up to your home. Opening the door, it's important that the door open all the way. Clutter behind the door blocking the swing symbolizes lost opportunities. Walking into your home, do you feel welcomed? If you encounter the back of a sofa directly in front of you, like a client I had in California, that has the feeling that, oops, I don't want to come in here, I'm not welcome. For her, it was appropriate. She was a nun, and that was her private space, her living room. But if you want people coming in, you don't want to block the entryway. The other thing to avoid is a mirror directly in front of you if it's a small space, because, again, that will energetically throw you as well as the incoming qi or energy back out the front door, and we'll get into mirrors later.
Okay.
So,
well,
the other thing that I want to say is a lot of people in this country walk into their homes through their garage. Okay, how does that feel? Are you tracking in the energy of clutter and debris and ugliness? So just think about how it feels when you walk in your front door or in through your garage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah, that's good, Peggy. I love that. And so in addition, I mean, who knew that walking in the front door for most people meant so much? I love what you just said about the swing and that having to be an analogy to lost opportunity. So that's interesting. And so in addition to the overall comfort of our homes that it's supposed to offer us, some people have kids or roommates or spouses sharing their space. And so I say in my book that it's good to have a quiet, sacred space or room in one's home that allows them to feel uplifted and connected to spirit as soon as you walk into it. Almost like what you said about walking into the house, I'm thinking that I wanted them to have a space in the house once they're in there. So can you tell the audience the best way to set up such an area or room that is strictly meant for communion with the divine?
That is an awesome way, the way you've described it in your book. And you may not have an entire room to devote to this sacred connection, but any place that you would choose, you may have a special meditation cushion on which you sit. Some people like to sit on the floor cross-legged. Some people stand, perhaps on a balcony connecting with nature. It is taught that if you are using an altar, put that in what is called an alive space, which means any place other than your bedroom. So trying to have privacy, a door on the room would be best. I even have a friend who set her space up on her second floor in a very large closet. That will work. Fortunately, that closet had a window. And bring in colors you love. Keep it simple. Keep it clutter-free. Use symbols of the divine that speak to you, if you choose. You can use holy books. You can use white candles. And a big teaching is that peace begins at home.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. Speaking of that, I noted that one of the questions in your upcoming book you're releasing, Peace in Our Hearts and Homes, The Feng Shui Journey to the Divine, that you asked, what you were saying to us when you started today, what your home is telling you. And I know that there was a Buddhist term called Esho Funi, oneness of person and environment. And you were pointing to that when you were giving us the overall understanding of what feng shui really meant. And so can you tell us how to interpret what our entire homes are conveying beyond what you were talking about, the mouth of qi? Because now we have them sort of in the foyer, and now we know they have a room that they can go to for this sacred connection. But the rest of the rooms in the house, now we're sort of, I guess, either in the foyer or we're in the living room or family room of someone's home. How might that be affecting their mental and emotional health as we break it down room by room?
Okay. First of all, the master bedroom, or where you sleep, is the most important room with which you want to deal. And as the marriage gua represents both a partnership and yourself, you want to be sure that you have that area of your home included. If it's missing, there are ways, using what we call object cures, that you can bring that energy in. The rooms, the bagua, will not divide your house according to the rooms that you have. You use it like a tic-tac-toe board and divide your home up into 9 equal spaces. Sometimes there's a little piece missing. Sometimes there's a little piece extra. So one of the things to look at, and you didn't ask me about clutter, but look.
We're going to get to that.
Have any clutter.
That's the question coming up.
Well, that's one of the real messages that you have. So the message that you might be getting can come from clutter, and it can come from things that you have around your house. For example, maybe you have a picture of your former spouse sitting around, and you really don't want to be involved with that person anymore. Get rid of that picture. I had a client who I, you know, had a consultation with and saw him a few months later and asked him about the pictures in his living room. They had been of his former life. Oh, he put them in the closet. That doesn't count. Get it out of your house. Look around and make sure that you love the colors that your walls are painted.
But wait a minute, before you move on from that, why is it important to actually, I mean, because people have a collection of the life journeys they live, and many addicts have former things before someone got married or when the kids were small that they, or they, when they were single or whatever, that they want to hold on to. So I want to understand and want to make sure the audience doesn't misunderstand. What are you saying that they need to get out of the house because it is life that they've lived? And so what's the significance of it being outside of the house versus in a attic, garage, or in a storage place? A
couple different ways to look at that.
Okay.
First of all, in feng shui, the things in your attic from your past are characterized as a weight on your shoulders. So try and take a look at what is important. Do you need, does a person need all of these things out of their past to remember their past? Some people think they do, some people think they don't. It's a personal choice. Feng shui is all about intention and choices. So that's the characterization of an attic. Same way with a basement. It can drag you down and weigh you down. And if you're very sensitive and have a lot of stuff in your basement, you may feel like you're walking through a mud-filled marsh as you walk through your home.
Wow.
Just a possibility. And if you've gone through a divorce, and it was a good divorce, that's one way to look at things left over from that divorce. Get rid of the physical things that are connected with that. And personally, what I think is that men so often move out, so they create a new physical environment. Women are typically left behind in the same environment with the furniture, et cetera, and so they may find it more difficult to move on because energetically they still have all that stuff. Does that help?
Yeah, I see what you're saying there. So, okay, I just wanted to make sure that everybody was clear on what it meant. So when you say it's about intention and choice, some people who are holding on to memories as keepsakes that make them feel good, that they just want to look back at it sometime and it's not being perceived as negative energy but as a positive memory, they can hold on to that versus it feeling weighted down, like you're saying, whereas someone else who's keeping it there to get it out of sight because it upsets them, instead of putting it in a space, you're saying, just go ahead and take it all the way out of the house.
Exactly. Get it out of the house.
Okay, we got you. We're following you there. Okay.
Okay.
So you stated that in your lectures that when a room doesn't feel good, it is frequently out of balance in the yin and yang or the elements that you were alluding to a while ago. And so can you explain it from the perspective of how it relates to balance? Because when I think of the term yin-yang, that's all I think of is balance. And so when what I love about feng shui was that it was honoring balance. And so can you help, especially those who have mental or emotional reactions, oftentimes, especially I've been a therapist 20 years, that's one of the biggest thing I hear people say to me is that they can't keep their balance. What I want you to do when we come back from this commercial break in a minute, I want us to get into talking about balance and those yin and yang elements that you mentioned a minute ago. So hold on, folks. We'll be right back with Peggy Cross. Peace in our hearts, peace in our homes. We'll be right back, Peggy.
Thank you.
The future of Internet radio is here. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the Internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
If you've ever said I do, I do want it all. I do want happiness. I do want love. And I do desire the happily ever after fairy tale life. Then this show is for you. Join me, Dame Nicole Brandon, for my internationally acclaimed show, Bridal Talk Radio, every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, where I'll bring you the top experts in the fields of communication, money, relationships, finance, pleasure, play, travel, sexuality, parenting, real estate, adventure, comfort, care, passion, and love.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at AscendingHearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Welcome to The Gathering Around My Kitchen Table on Equilarium FM, Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join my guests as we integrate spirituality into everyday reality with vibrant conversations, inspired interviews, and my latest channeled guidance to inspire and brighten your day. I'm Claire Johnson, and together we'll be raising vibrations across the nations.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Okay, so this is Dr. Amelia Kemp with the From Psychotherapy to Sacred Therapy show. We're back with our wonderful guest, Peggy Cross. She's doing an exceptional job of helping us to understand feng shui and how those with mental and emotional reactions or just general stressors in life can really help to self-soothe by having our environment in balance. And so, Peggy, why don't you start back where we were talking about the yin and yang elements?
Okay. One of the things that, from a yin-yang perspective, that addresses feeling comfortable in your home and feeling more balanced is looking at the shapes. So looking at how the house feels. Homes, if you've gone into homes that have all radiused corners or curved corners to their walls, when you have a 90-degree angle, if those corners are soft, the home will feel much more comfortable. So that's just a tiny bit. And having a long, narrow condo, for example, may lead to what is called rushing chi. You have energy coming in the front of the house and just whipping through the house and out, and not being able to stay and meander and nurture you in your home. So that's a very shorthand way to look at the yin-yang balance. It also applies to color, of course, which is, you know, we could talk about that for 2 hours. So then looking at the elements are five: water, wood, fire, earth, and metal. Each is represented by a color as well as a shape, and then by its literal self. And what made it so clear for me how important that is was when I had a student say, "Oh my gosh, no wonder I have hated my dining room for 20 years. It's totally wood. Wood floor, table, chairs, window seat, buffet, and plants." I think she had a white doily on the buffet. But it was so out of balance with the wood. To have a room really feel good, it's going to have both yin and yang elements and have each of the five elements in its design.
Okay.
I want to say that there is no perfect feng shui home, so let go of that. The further teaching is that we choose our homes for what they have to teach us, for what it will be in our highest good in this lifetime to learn.
Okay, so we got that one. Okay, what else can we do?
Going back to the five elements and creating the balance there. And this for me was a fun thing to practice with when I was beginning back in the early 90s to study feng shui. I mentioned water. That is represented by the color black and dark blue and any irregular shapes. And that is considered a yin energy.
Oh.
Wood is represented by a rectangular shape and the color green. And that is a very yang energy.
What does the color green do for us?
The green is representative of wood.
Oh, okay.
And
okay, I would have thought that would have been nature, but I guess wood is from a tree, so that's the tie-in there to nature, huh?
It is. And
okay.
Edgar Cayce called emerald green one of the most healing colors there is and said there are also some greens that can make you sick. So the next element is fire. Fire is represented by red and also by orange. It is represented by triangles and pyramids and slanted lines. If you have a room, for example, that just feels blah and stagnant, try putting either the furniture or maybe just a table or an area rug on a 45-degree angle. You will be amazed at the difference it makes.
So for people with depression who are feeling sort of drab and blah, would that vibrancy assist with that?
I think that it would. And here, since you mentioned depression, here is the other thing that I have observed is people with depression will hang their artwork low or anything that's on their walls. Try raising your artwork. And the example, I had one client, I like to look down at it. I said, get it up. So you raise it so that you're looking directly or slightly up at your artwork.
And the benefit of that would be?
That helps you look upward in your life overall.
Oh, I see.
It's part of the home, the exterior, our home reflecting our inner being. Because it works in tandem. The good question is it the chicken or the egg?
Well, I love the symbolic meaning of it, though. I mean, because that's wonderful. I love that. And so since we started talking about diagnosis like depression, many people around the world have an issue with organization and clutter, and you've alluded to a little of that. And that's for people with or without adult ADD issues, and that makes their environment feel imbalanced naturally when it has all that clutter. And people with ADD have what I call panoramic sensing, and so they're able to sense the most minute matter. So can you provide us with maybe three examples or simple steps that people with organization and clutter issues can use to clear the space, as in declutter, and likewise help that energy flow better in their homes?
To begin with, I would suggest that people know it is a process. It is an ongoing process. So don't be hard on yourself and don't guilt yourself about having clutter or too much stuff. One of the suggestions I made to a client who found this very helpful is simply taking 10 minutes a day to start clearing things out from the home. Another thing that helps, if there's too much clothing, if the closets are overwhelming, just pick out one item a day to get rid of, either donate it or throwing it away. Start small. And for your home, keep what you truly love or is truly functional. And I would share, I think there are so many reasons for having clutter. It can be security. It can be a reflection of life, our life's work, what we used to do in the past. It can be a fear of the future or even of the now. My experience that I think is applicable was I used to have in my entryway, when I lived in Florida, a pile of this year's Architectural Digest magazines and a pile of last year's Architectural Digest magazines. And one summer, I caught up on those magazines and totally cleared the table that they were on. And I was struck by a feeling of panic with those gone. And what I realized was that they represented a backup for me. Oh, if I run out of things to do, then I always have these magazines I can look at. So that was a huge learning for me and something that I tend to accumulate, which is Architectural Digest magazines. Tiny story.
Wow. I love where this is going, and we're getting ready to take another commercial break here, but where you just went with your suggestions on decluttering for regular people who find that their house gets a little disorganized sometimes, I want to come back from commercial break and focus finally on the questions I was getting all week, which is hoarding. So I'm finally getting there, folks. We're here. So when we come back, I want to talk about hoarding, since that's beyond the normal type of clutter that we just talked about, and what you're going to say about that. So hold on for this commercial break. We'll be right back with Peggy Cross.
The future of Internet radio is here. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the Internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
If you've ever said, I do want it all. I do want happiness. I do want love. And I do desire the happily ever after fairy tale life, then this show is for you. Join me, Dame Nicole Brandon, for my internationally acclaimed show, Bridal Talk Radio, every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, where I'll bring you the top experts in the fields of communication, money, relationships, finance, pleasure, play, travel, sexuality, parenting, real estate, adventure, comfort, care, passion, and love.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Welcome to the gathering around my kitchen table on Equilarium FM, Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join my guests as we integrate spirituality into everyday reality with vibrant conversations, inspired interviews, and my latest channeled guidance to inspire and brighten your day. I'm Claire Johnson, and together we'll be raising vibrations across the nations.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Okay, so Peggy, we were just talking about hoarding before the commercial break, and what I was saying is that hoarding is beyond the normal type of clutter that most people accumulate, and that we were just talking about. And so with clutter, it's an actual diagnosis that I discuss in my book, From Psychotherapy to Sacred Therapy, and I classify it as a reaction versus a disorder. And so can you share how someone with this tendency or a therapist working with someone who has an issue with hoarding can use some of the feng shui principles to ease into the idea of space clearing and declutter, because what you said a minute ago about the 10 minutes or using one item out of the closet to get rid of and then keeping things that are truly dear, I think that goes across the board with everyone. But with someone who is, like you were saying about those magazines, that's just holding on to these items as a security and as a control mechanism, and many of the psychological processes that go around it, we're not going to focus strictly on that today. Just trying to give tips, though, to anyone listening, that is it something beyond the three things that you gave in general that someone with this issue who's having sincere trouble of letting go can do with the feng shui principles to help ease their sense of well-being?
Okay. One of the things that I would suggest is, or that I would say that is good to know, feng shui works better in a clearer house, because when you have a clearer house, then your mind is clearer, and a lot of the feng shui work is giving attention to your intentions for your life. Attention to your intentions. So let's look at the mind. First of all, the belief system about the universe will provide what you need. Some people will save, and this can apply to people with strong imprints from the depression. They will save in case they need it later. Oh, I can remember one client that just said, please, Peggy, help me not to love my clutter. And then knowing that you are your most important commitment, what is the most important area of your life? What is the space in your house that represents that area of your life? That can be a wonderful place to start clearing your clutter. And you can look at it either from a literal standpoint as my bedroom. Oh, my relationship with myself isn't great. Oh, look at all this stuff under my bed. Clear it out. The teaching is that because we're being rejuvenated while we sleep, we want the chi or energy to circulate clearly around us.
This is very insightful in terms of so much of the symbolism and what goes around people's choices of what they purchase and the items that they bring into their homes that they find dear. And oftentimes when it comes to hoarding, there's so many philosophies with regards to it being concept of abundance versus lack, security, and those types of things. And so we just want to make sure everyone who's dealing with this understands that the true security is from that inner self, not outer. And that
absolutely,
as we clear those spaces that you're talking about, we can feel the presence clearer, is what you're saying. And so this has been really, really good. Now, you were saying that when it comes to some of those decorative objects, because we're running out of time, but I did want to ask you about, you talked about color already, and you gave us something about crystals, but how objects can balance out energy and perhaps be curative for emotional well-being, because so many people have asked me about crystals, and you pointed to one of them, but a lot of people, especially if they're having a physical or emotional manifestation, they like to use crystals because of the energetic vibrations of it. And I was wondering if you could just briefly talk about crystals, singing bowls, and gongs, because
sure,
you talked about mirrors and plants. How can those assist in raising the vibration of those with any type of stresses that we're talking about or a mental emotional diagnosis? Can you help to validate the utility of them as being actually a pathway to energetic healing?
I can validate it, I believe. So using crystals, there are specific crystals used for specific feng shui purposes. Also, there are natural crystals with beautiful colors to them that can be used to enhance the energy of any of the guas in your room. For example, a beautiful amethyst, a beautiful purple, is the perfect thing to use in the area of abundance because purple is the primary color for abundance. And each of the guas I've mentioned will have its own color or colors. If your space feels stagnant and heavy to you, gongs can be really helpful to start a space clearing procedure. And ring them and see what happens. They can be very balancing to our chakras, and you have heavy ones that are used for heavy energy. Some people will use them. The ones that are on a leather strand and about or string and about 2 inches in diameter can be used in space clearing, and some people also use them for chakra balancing. Different bells and gongs can be used going around the home to start clearing the energy. And if you do that, always have a window or door open. Start at the front door and go in a clockwise direction around your house. But then there are more items to use with space clearing in addition to that. And then plants. We talked briefly about them, but the teaching is avoid spiky leafed plants. You want the rounded, the yin plants within your home. Spikes, cactus, roses belong at the back of the property, which is about protection.
That makes sense. I never thought about that with a plant. I mean, the symbolism and everything. I mean, God just gave us everything we needed, and this is just you know, it's like for everything there's a season and a time. For every plant there's a place, and that it's just beautiful. I love all that what you're saying there. This has been so enlightening, Peggy. I know we ran out of time today. I see we could have talked for another hours on just this subject. It's so fascinating, and I'm so glad that we were able to have you grace us today with this information. And so we would definitely be having you back. And is there any way that you can share with us in the audience where they can get more information about what you're doing and where they can find out more about your book when it's released, your website, Facebook page, please?
Okay. First of all, my Facebook connection is facebook.com/PeggyJoyCross. And then my website is peggycross.com. That will be sharing my book information, feng shui information, as well as artwork information.
That's fantastic. Well, thanks again, Peggy, for coming. It was wonderful speaking with you today, and we'll be sure to have you back, sweetheart.
Okay. Thank you so much, Amelia. It's been very fun.
Wow, that was certainly a great show today with Peggy Cross. She really gave us some great tips today, and I loved how she said, pay attention to our intentions. That was so vibrationally correct. I just love that. And so please use some of her ideas, because we don't want to just feel at home in our houses. We want to feel at home in our skin, which of course we do by continuing to go within and hear that still small voice. And so, as we listen to the upcoming lyrics of Love and Gratitude by Hoffman and go forth now into our individual lives, continuing our journey from psychotherapy to sacred therapy, may you be reminded of how great thou art and how we have mighty influence over the quality of our physical journeys when we surrender to the level of conscious awareness that it is by aligning with the soul that makes us whole. For anyone going through the sacred therapy steps, feel free to peek at page 200 to 203 this week, where we talk about creating sacred spaces in our home.
Love and gratitude, golden flowers.
As a proud member of the Oprah Winfrey Network Belief Team, please join us next time as we talk about beliefs and how our beliefs impact our mental and emotional well-being with Atoy Retinol. She is the co-coordinator of the OWN Network Belief Team. So that's going to be a great show. Please follow us on Facebook at Dr. Amelia Kemp or go to my website for upcoming events, posts, and tips. This is Dr. Amelia Kemp signing off. And as always, till next time, be well and be free.
There's nothing more to do.